My next guest is one of the most famous crime writers in the world. We're joined by Patricia Cornwell. Patricia, how are you?
I'm fine, and thank you for having me.
This is an incredible honor for me. I am a huge fan. I have especially loved your book on Jack the Ripper. Talk about what you're up to now.
I'm sorry, you sort of just cut out there. I didn't hear what you asked.
Oh, I said, tell us what you're up to now.
Well, what I'm doing now, it's important to start out by telling people that Autopsy is actually a relaunch of the Scarpetta series, because I quit Scarpetta 5 years ago. In fact, right after I quit Scarpetta, I did the rewrite of the Jack the Ripper investigation. I came out with another book about that. And then I started doing all this research with NASA and things related, because I did two space thrillers where actually I take you up into orbit in a space plane in those books. And then COVID hit. The new book Spin came out back in January, and everything starts getting shut down, and we're all in for this crazy situation where it's like our planet is coming to an end. And I had some time to think about what I might want to do next and what I felt about life and the future of us in this planet. And I wondered, what would Scarpetta do? Should I try to bring her back? And would she come back? Because that sounds crazy, but when you create characters, they don't always talk to you. And, other authors will tell you this, and if they always talk to you, I'd have to wonder about it. But I didn't know if this was going to work. Yeah. But I started it a year ago, and I decided I was moving Scarpetta back to Virginia, but she was going to be in Northern Virginia in the historic part of Alexandria, right outside of Washington, and be on the White House's Doomsday Commission. And when the book opens, she's the brand new chief. She's the old girl who's come back to town, and a lot of people don't want her around because there's been a lot of corruption, and she's dealing with serial murders that have been sort of covered up. And then she gets called to the Situation Room because of a disaster, a top-secret situation in outer space that looks like a calamity, and they're going to have her guidance about how to deal with fatalities that have occurred on an orbiting private laboratory that nobody knows about because it's a top-secret situation. And so I show people what it would be like to actually deploy a space plane from the International Space Station with astronauts on board to an orbiter that's imperiled. They go inside, and what they find and what something like that's going to look like up there, because there's no gravity. So just imagine what blood is going to look like in outer space, because it drips and does what it does down here on Earth because of gravity. And without gravity, oh boy, does she have quite a situation on her hands. And it is a gory scene. It is exactly the way it would be based on what I know and other experts know. I've talked to astronauts who have been up there. We've talked about what fluids do and all the rest of it. And it's about as accurate as I can possibly make it with the kind of research that I've done in these years. And I think that people are going to have a lot of fun with it.
Oh, absolutely. That is such an exciting idea. The way to tackling the idea of a murder in space and doing so from a perspective that isn't science fiction, it had to be a really fascinating challenge.
Well, it is. And I did things like I went up in the zero gravity plane, which people can do, and it's a lot of scientists do it. And when it goes straight up and then it comes straight down, and you do all of these profiles and you float. And you get to feel what it's like to be weightless. And I did stuff at Johnson Space Center, too, where you would be put in a harness that simulates weightlessness to do spacewalks and virtual reality. And I did the simulator for the Dream Chaser space plane. And I've seen, the kind of stuff, the Soyuz crew capsules that the astronauts have been going up and down. And for years, all to say that what I show you, when you see a Dream Chaser deploying from the International Space Station. This is a space plane. You can Google it. It's a real thing. And it docks at this orbiter, and these astronauts go inside. What I show you is pretty much what it would be like. And if it's not being done right this minute, it will be done, because all these things exist.
Wow. I just love this fact-based approach to something like this. That had to be a really terrific, in your mind, a writing prompt for you to kind of take this character that people love and have known for so long and place her into this entirely new context.
Well, you know, I never thought of it at the time. You know, when I quit doing Scarpetta 5 years ago and jumped into the Captain Chase series and even the rewrite of Jack the Ripper, I also was dabbling with television and other things, and I didn't think I'd go back to it. And it's just been remarkable because, you know, forensic science simply means that you apply science to law. So something becomes a legal case. It becomes an investigation, a murder trial, or whatever. But anything can be forensic. We're going to have forensic astroscience before it's over with, because there will be things that have to be reconstructed up there or on the moon or eventually on Mars or inside a vehicle, where you got to ask, what are you going to do if somebody dies? What if, you know, you had that close call just the other day where the space station almost got hit by debris from a Russian satellite blowing up, and all the astronauts had to go into the crew capsules, like the lifeboats, and wait in case they had to get the heck out of there. Well, I'm so grateful that nothing bad has happened, but ultimately, Scarpetta's sort of mantra, if you saw it going by on a city bus, it would say, from space to ground to 6 feet under, because wherever humans go, we will export everything that we have about us, whether it's our goodness or our badness and tragedies. And we have to learn to deal with those things. And this is the era where it's all happening.
And this is also a wonderful way to introduce those ideas to people who might not even imagine this sort of thing, this type of writing, this type of, that is so open to everybody who you have millions upon millions of fans. You're also teaching them at the same time as entertaining them.
Well, thank you, because that's what I want to do. I want to share with them the things that I have experienced that have changed the way I think about everything, absolutely everything, life, death, the universe. And it's been the most wonderful thing that's ever happened to me, because the more I learn, the more full of hope I actually am, not the other way around. And the technologies, even the Internet, which we know has caused so much trouble, and social media, which we know has caused so much trouble, but they also have done a lot of good, because we can bring people together in a way we've not been able to. And I want people to come together and to open their minds to why these things matter to them. And believe you me, if you get in your car and you're driving home and your GPS suddenly takes you over the side of a mountain into a ravine because someone's taken out a satellite up there, or you get home in your smart home, you can't open your door, or a whole city, the infrastructure goes down because of high-energy weapons that the Russians are firing from outer space, you might start caring about what goes on up there and realize that Space Force is not a joke and it's not something frivolous. That if we do not, if the good people don't rule beyond this planet, the outer space, all those different gateways that one goes through, then we are going to be in a lot of trouble down here. So it's not just the guy who can crawl through your window and kill you in your sleep like back in the days of postmortem. Yes, we still have that to worry about, and Scarpetta's got one in her own backyard, but you've also got to worry about what's going up on thousands of miles beyond the surface of this planet.
Patricia Cornwell, I can't say thank you enough. I mean, everybody talks about true crime busting out today and becoming this big thing in the podcasting world. True crime has always been a big thing, and you're part of the reason why. So just thank you so much.
Thank you. That's kind of you to say that.